Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Abigail Jones. As the Student Council President, I would like to introduce those who are seated on the stage with me today. I ask that you hold your applause until I've introduced the whole stage. The first person to my right is Bishop Christopher Coyne, who is the Bishop of Burlington. To his right is Dr. John Lavoie, who is the School Board Chair. And to his right is Associate Principal Jim Abrams. And to my left is our principal, Ms. Lisa Lorenz. It is my honor to welcome you all to the graduation of the Rice Memorial High School Class of 2019. On behalf of the Class of 2019, I would like to thank our parents, families, teachers, friends, and the entire Rice community for their guidance through the last 4 years and as we take these next steps into adulthood. Without your love and continuous support, we would not be sitting here in front of you today. This celebration is to honor and recognize the accomplishments of this amazing group of young individuals. As we all know, high school isn't easy, in retrospect, maybe, but I stand here today proud to say that we made it, and proud of the people we've become because of it. High school has taught us many things, more than textbooks and lessons plans ever could. Our greatest discoveries came within these halls, on our sports teams, and on the Flynn stage. They were found in the small talks between classes, the rant sessions with our favorite teachers, the tears we shed on the couches and guidance, and within the unwavering support we found in each other. This celebration is not only for our academic accomplishments, but for our personal ones as well. So congratulations to the class of 2019, and thank you all to everyone who joined us in celebrating their accomplishments and taking this next step into college or wherever we may be going. Next, I would like to invite Bishop Coyne to lead us in a prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this Pentecost Sunday, we give thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which unites us and strengthens us and fills us with wisdom and courage. We give you thanks for all of the blessings of family, friendship, life, and faith that we share. We ask you to send your special blessing upon these graduates. Help them over the years to come to continue to flourish in the Holy Spirit, to be bearers of good news, whatever walk of life they may have, the good news of Jesus Christ. So I end with the prayer that we prayed at Mass today. Lord, may your Spirit, we pray, imbue us powerfully with spiritual gifts, that he may give us a mind pleasing to you and graciously conform us to his will. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Since I got a really good spot up here, I'll turn on my AirPort. You can all grab it from my phone.
Please rise as I invite Amaris Callan from the class of 2019 on stage to sing the national anthem.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, that proved through the night that our flag was still there. Say, does that
I now invite the president of the class of 2019, Lisa McNamara, to speak on behalf of the graduating class.
Hello, Bishop Coyne, family, friends, faculty, and class of 2019. We are here today not only looking forward to what is to come, but also looking back and reflecting on the past 4 years. When we enrolled at Rice in what feels like yesterday, we had no idea where the next 4 would take us. We were probably just as excited and maybe just as nervous as we are now for the new beginning. When I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to you all about, I immediately wanted to bring you to the most exciting and unifying part of Rice, our pep rallies. Dressed in green and white, much like we are today, the entire student body heads here to the gymnasium for all the class competitions and hopefully a banner raising. But let's be honest, all of us are really here for Rice's drumline. What would this place be without our drumline? While listening to our classmates play what they have practiced for hours and hours, we become united. We are so lucky to be in a community where we all come to the table with our different perspectives, talents, and idiosyncrasies, yet it does not divide us. Where would our class of 2019 be without Drumline's Joey Brooks, who in every performance leaves the student body in a standing ovation? Or, of course, Amaris Callen, who absolutely killed her roles in Stunt Night and the Spring Musical. We have Sebastian Di Palermo, who playing or managing is always in it for his team. And Kate Flaherty, who drives back and forth from here to Burlington Tech every single day. The list goes on, but without just one of us, our class of 2019 wouldn't be the same. Pep rallies and drumline are truly the perfect metaphor for our school's unity. The energy and pride we possess is unmatched, even with all our differences. This unity carries to other scenarios. For example, when we face adversity, we face it together, especially when it comes to our beloved green sports quarter zips. To be a student at Rice is to be part of a family that I know will forever be here, and a family I am forever thankful to have been a part of. Thank you, and congratulations to the Rice class of 2019.
Thank you, Lisa. Our principal, Ms. Lisa Lorenz, will now give her opening remarks.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It is my distinct honor to be able to address each of you, the class of 2019, on this memorable day of your high school graduation. It is fitting that we have set aside an entire weekend devoted to this occasion and that your family and friends are surrounding you. I have been thinking for weeks about what I wanted to say to you. I came up with all sorts of speeches, anywhere from cliches to common sound bites, but they didn't really quite feel right for you. And instead, I kept returning to our mission statement: love learning, serve others, and seek God. You have been praying this prayer for the last 4 years that you have been here and encouraged to live it day in and day out. This prayer encompasses everything you will need to live the rest of your life if you wish to live it fully. That is quite a bold statement, but it is true. These 3 points, love learning, serve others, and seek God, are the essence of a life fully lived. However, they are interrelated. And if we attempt to emphasize one while negating or minimizing another, it is bound to leave us empty and lost in the end. It is what brings us to our ultimate end, to which we are all called, to be holy, to be one with God. Love of learning. It is what enlightens us, inspires us, and aids us to pursue further truths and discoveries for the greater good. It guides our conscience, forms our minds, and brings us to the ultimate truth, and it calls us to action. Serving others. It is the natural desire for each of us to want to do good for others, rejoicing in their joy, providing what is lacking, that they too may flourish. Heal those who are wounded, counsel the saddened, and walk alongside those who are stumbling or have lost their way. It is the outcome of both our pursuit of learning and our relationship with the one who has taught us how to truly love, which is God. Therefore, seeking God, the essence and source of all that is good, the highest good. Without a real relationship with God, all else fails. You cannot give what you do not have. You cannot love someone fully without having encountered what it means to be fully loved, unconditionally, irrevocably, and immeasurably. And clearly, there is only one that is capable of that, and that is God. We do not always see this clearly, but the desire and the longing is in our hearts that we seek God. You cannot discover the truth, understand deep mysteries without encountering the all-knowing, the ultimate truth, the giver of all wisdom. All three of these are interrelated, as I said, and thus one cannot say, I'm okay with learning and serving, but this God thing, not for me. A quote that I just recently heard from a priest, it's worthy of repeating. There are only two kinds of reasonable people in the world. Those who seek God with all their heart because they haven't found him, and those who love God with all their heart because they have found him. I'm going to read this passage from Corinthians that is often used in marriage ceremonies, but I felt it was so fitting for you today as we celebrate what you have accomplished and praying for your new beginning. You're about to embark upon the world and make your marks in your contributions. So we pray for you that you may never forget the mission that you have begun here at Rice. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and angels, but I do not have love, I am a noisy gong, a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. And yes, as for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now we know only in part, then we will know fully, even as we have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but the greatest is love. You have lived these out, these mission points, whether you are fully aware of it or not. And you have begun to put aside your childish ways, well, most of you, and have begun to think like an adult. You think about your first day here at Rice, your first class, your first stunt night, your tryouts, your retreats, your service hours, your prayer services. Think about where you were then and where you are now. Look around you. In the eyes of your classmates, your teachers, your parents, you are not the same. You have learned to love learning, to serve others, and are seeking God in your own unique ways. You have the key to living a full life. And so, my dear class of 2019, I pray that you will continue to live this out and to remember that along the journey, if you should be overwhelmed, loss, lose your way, misstep, or just plain fall down. I pray that you will remember Rice and these three mission points. You have a family here who love you beyond words. We have witnessed firsthand the numerous achievements, your good works, and downright miracles that have unfolded in these hallways. But we also know that each and every one of you is made for so much more. We are eager to see what you will do to make our world a better place. Congratulations, and God's abundant blessing upon you, class of 2019.
I would now like to bring Ms. Lorenz back up to present the Salutatorian Award.
Before I bring up the salutatorian, I would like to have Oliver Janu stand up, please. Oliver technically has won would have been the candidate for the Val Cell, but according to Rice's tradition, it's within 4 years. Oliver came to us in 3 years and has been wowing us ever since. We wish to honor Oliver and his family. Congratulations, Oliver. But I do have also the distinct honor to be able to introduce to you our Rice's 2000 salutatorian, Abigail McEwen.
There's a lot of people here. Okay. First, I want to start by thanking everyone who has made the past 4 years so amazing. Thank you to my fellow classmates and to our enthusiastic teachers, coaches, and all the other wonderful people in the Rice community. Thank you to my Rice soccer and hockey teammates, and thank you to my Rice hockey coaches who forever hold a special place in my heart. Thank you to my closest friends. You all became my family, and I have loved the past 4 years with you guys. Thank you to my actual family, of course, especially my incredibly supportive parents. And finally, a big thank you to my brother, Brent. You've been my role model for as long as I can remember. You have all pushed me to be the best version of myself and supported me every step of the way. I have learned so much from you all, especially about the big dogs and the little dogs in life. Thank you, Will. Before I continue, I think it would be appropriate that I give Oliver another shout out because he should be up here giving a speech today. Like Ms. Lorenz said, he's technically first in our class. Unfortunately, he didn't attend Rice all 4 years, so you guys are stuck listening to me. I know that our class is capable of so much, and we will all go on to do incredible things. I have loved my 4 years here, and I am extremely grateful for the lifelong friends that I have met. Individually, we have all had moments that have made our time at Rice memorable. Looking back, there were so many great moments that we, as a class, experienced together. Our first day of uniforms, the freshman philo hike made up of rap battles and those painfully awkward icebreakers, championship games for boys basketball, track, boys and girls soccer, and boys and girls hockey, our first and by far our best stunt night freshman year, our first time going out on the green and our last, the first time that Mr. Abrams made us put tape on our green quarter zips, finally winning a pep rally this past spring, our last stunt night, our last exams ever, the last day that we wore our uniforms, and finally, today, graduation. 4 years ago, I came to Rice, and I never thought that I would enjoy my time at this school as much as I have. After 9 years of going to public school in the Burlington School District, you could say that Rice was a change, but one that I embraced with an open mind. I honestly was scared when I first got here because of the daunting workload that laid before me. I had heard just about every horror story about the Scipio papers, the worldly philosopher homework, the titration labs, and so on. But I worked really, really hard. Let's just get the try-hard jokes out of the way now. I worked hard and I loved learning at Rice, and I was completely blown away by the community of kind-hearted and motivated students here. I learned to love my weekends, filling them with days with friends, various sporting events, homemade pizza, girls' nights, everything in between. The parabola of fun was always trending upwards. But during the week, I had to work hard. I spent hours every night doing homework and staying up unreasonably late to study. I rarely took shortcuts besides a few peeks in the back of the econ textbook. Sorry, Mr. Collins. And then second semester of my senior year came along. Senioritis is something that people talk about, but you never think it'll hit you as hard as it does. Senioritis was the death of me as an intellectual student, and I think I actually got dumber. But from this period of procrastination running my life, there were still a few lessons that got through to me. One, cherishing lasts makes everything more memorable. Two, enjoy every day of school, even the ones just filled with lectures and notes. Three, prioritize napping, even if it interferes with work. Four, be kind to everyone. And five, look forward to the future, but don't forget to live in the moment. As cheesy as it is, I think that this one is the most important. On our very first day of school here at Rice, Father Bernie told us, before you know it, graduation will be here like that. At the time, I couldn't understand how something that felt like decades away could come so soon, but here we are. I think it's safe to say that anticipation has driven our lives for the past 4 years, always eagerly looking ahead and forgetting to enjoy the present. Rushing through regular season games to get to playoffs, wishing away stunt night rehearsals to get to the big show, disregarding school dances to get to prom, and cramming for finals while dreaming of summer. The list goes on. Senior year seemed too important to rush through, but as we eagerly applied for college, took our last finals, and waited for decision day, it inevitably has gone by in a flash. As graduation grew closer, I found myself holding on to every second of high school. Honestly, for the last year, 4 years, I couldn't wait for this moment. I could not wait to graduate. But now, I just wish I had more time at the school that introduced me to my best friends, the school that introduced me to the people that became my family, and the school that introduced me to the people I made my favorite memories with. It is natural to look forward to something that seems so much bigger and better than the present, but as we enter into this very exciting chapter of our lives, I challenge each of us to slow down, to soak it in, to stop rushing through these precious moments of our lives. I challenge us to embrace the now. Thank you.
I would now like to ask Ms. Lisa Lorenz to return to the podium to present the valedictorian award.
It is my great pleasure to introduce to you Rice's 2019 valedictorian, Caitlin Marcoux.
I know it's hot, so I tried to keep it short. Good afternoon, everyone, Bishop Coyne, teachers, family members, and students. I would like to start back by looking at our crazy 4 years we have spent together. Our freshman year was a year of firsts, our first time in high school, having to make new friends, and learning the ropes. Sophomore year, we began to grow as young adults, began taking responsibilities for our actions and experiencing more things. As soon as this comfort set in, we were thrown into junior year, the year where we have to look at our future and try to decide what we're going to do, whether that's college, taking a gap year, or beginning to work. Senior year came around, and we started to count down the days until graduation. Just like freshman year was a year of first, our senior year was a year of last. Our last homecoming, our last stunt night, and our last time having to wear uniforms. It was a year of nostalgia, a year to look back and remember the good times and the bad. As we look forward into this new chapter of our life we are about to embark on, we have made numerous memories together, from winning our last stunt night to embarrassing ourselves at numerous pep rallies, and my favorite memory, bringing a fish tank into Lontine's classroom and naming each fish after a member of the peace list. So here we are at graduation, our last day as the class of 2019. We've experienced a lot of changes during our time here, whether that's within our own selves or our dynamics within the school. Despite numerous struggles, from some of our favorite friends leaving and some of our favorite teachers leaving, to tragic defeats on our sports fields, and to everyday individual struggles we all deal with. I doubt anyone here would consider high school easier, but I can say with confidence we are better people because of it. We are the class of change. We have learned to advocate for our needs as individual students, and we have become activists for change in our society, country, and world. Face it, in 10 years, you're not really going to remember this day, trying to reminisce on old photos and briefly recalling who said your graduation speeches. However, I want you to have one takeaway from today, and it's going to sound cheesy. I want everyone to know that they can do whatever they set their mind to and to follow their passions, whether that's becoming a doctor, a technician, or a political activist. I know that we are off to achieve great things, and I'm so lucky to be surrounded by so many brilliant people in our class. I would like to end my speech with a quote from Dr. Seuss. You have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know, and you are the one who will decide where to go. Thank you.
It is now my pleasure to introduce our seniors from the Rice Memorial High School Chorus who will perform Seasons of Love by John Larson.
Seasons of love.
This time, we'd like to begin our mission awards. At this time, we award certain students who, in the view of faculty, staff, and administration, have lived the mission of Rice Memorial High School to its fullness. The mission of Rice is to guide its students toward fulfilling their God-given potential. Rice inspires its students to love learning, to serve others, and to seek God. It is through each of these lifelong endeavors that one's full potential will be revealed. The Male and Female Commitment to Learning Awards. These awards are bestowed upon two members of the graduating class who, in the estimation of the faculty who voted on them, emulate what it means to be a true learner. The Female Commitment to Learning Award, sponsored by the Conroy family, is presented to a student who truly loves learning. She's a stellar student, conscientious, mature, and humble. In the classroom, she is engaged, confident, and pursues excellence. She has challenged herself with several honors and AP courses, enrolling in one of our most challenging course loads, and she has flourished. This student has a natural intellect and is a positive presence in our classroom. The Female Commitment to Learning Award goes to Caitlin Marcoux. The Male Commitment to Learning Award is sponsored by the Cefarello family. This young man's action speaks volumes. He is a dedicated community member and student who embodies the Rice mission. Many aspects of Rice have benefited from his strong leadership and positive attitude. He is a young man of character who is friendly, responsible, and a positive attitude. Responsible, trustworthy, and hardworking. He's an independent and motivated student who pursues excellence. He's an intelligent and humble leader, both in the classroom and on the athletic fields. The Male Commitment to Learning Award goes to Oliver Janu. At this time, I'd like to call Dr. William Geiger up. The Male and Female Commitment to Service Awards are named in honor of Matthew Geiger, who graduated from Rice in 1991. Matthew's love of faith and service was deep, and he inspired many high school students whom he taught to be faithful and to serve others. He leaves a legacy of love and compassion. Here with us today are Dr. Geiger, who I've invited up to the stage to hand the recipients of the Matthew W. Geiger Commitment to Service Awards. Each student at Rice is required to complete a total of 83 hours of volunteer service as a graduation requirement. Of course, our hope for each student is that what we may begin as merely the fulfillment of a graduation requirement transforms into a meaningful experience of faith and service to others, the kind of service that fosters relationships among the serving and the served, and that is grounded in a deep recognition of shared humanity and love. The Male Matthew W. Geiger Commitment to Service Award, sponsored by Jim Abrams, is presented to a young man whose service at Mashon Manor was a life-changing experience, where he learned to see the beauty of Christ in the heart, mind and soul of every person, and that no matter what age does to you on the outside, memories will always keep you a kid on the inside. He is a thoughtful young man with a wry sense of humor who demonstrates ultimate respect for others. He's an active member of his parish and has helped with Totus Tuus the past two summers. The Matthew W. Geiger Commitment to Service Award is presented to Wyatt Cunningham. The Female Matthew W. Geiger Commitment to Service Award, sponsored by me, is granted to a young woman who has cultivated her gifts and used them to serve others. Whether serving her peers through her gifts of planning and administration or serving the sick through her enthusiasm and many hours dedicated to the Vermont Children's Hospital, or serving all of us through her artwork found anywhere from whiteboards to hallways that beautify and brighten our school, she is always ready to take on a project or lend a hand with a true servant's heart. The Matthew W. Geiger Commitment to Service Award is presented to Abigail Jones. The Commitment to Faith Awards are named in honor of Mr. Robert Wright, who taught religious studies at Rice for over 30 years. The Commitment to Faith Awards are sponsored by Ms. Mary Kelly. The Male Robert L. Wright Commitment to Faith Award is presented to a young man who has a quiet but steady faith. He lives his faith in the classroom through his respectful demeanor to his peers, his willingness to listen to all viewpoints, and his thoughtfulness in sharing his faith. He's been a dedicated altar server for many years, something that he sees not as work or service, but as a joy to serve God through the Mass. He is always willing to help with our liturgies at Rice. For his steadfastness in living his faith both in word and deed, the Robert L. Wright Commitment to Faith Award is presented to Aidan Gavin. The Female Robert L. Wright Commitment to Faith Award is presented to a young woman who's prayerful, kind, and empathetic. Through her service, she came to appreciate the profound wisdom of elderly and the beauty of the church's teaching on love and marriage. She values meaningful relationships and thinks deeply about how to live out her deep and strong faith. She has volunteered over 300 hours to her parish through the teaching of catechism classes, altar serving, helping with Totus Tuus, in addition to many service activities through campus ministry. She has chosen to study at Franciscan University to further her faith. For her dedication to God and the church, the Robert L. Wright Commitment to Faith Award is presented to Madeline Parsick. Mr. and Miss Rice Awards. The Mr. and Miss Award, Rice Awards are considered Rice's highest awards. They are sponsored by the administration in honor of the Sisters of Mercy who first staffed the Cathedral Rice High School for many years. Voted on by the faculty and staff, they are given to students who exemplify the Rice ideals of academic excellence, service to others, and seeking God. These are students who lead by example, participate in extracurricular activities, and who, on a daily basis, show the values of love, kindness, and compassion. I will read the recipient's name and call him to the stage at this time. For Ms. Rice, this young lady is a bright and energetic student who clearly loves Rice. She has immersed herself in the mission and spirit of Rice by giving back to her community and peers. This has led her to discover a passion for teaching others and volunteering for the disabled to afford them opportunities to shine where they might not otherwise have. Through her time at Rice, serving the top soccer, she has realized that service is an essential element of living out her faith. She's been an active member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes at Rice, has given personal witness of a steadfast faith amongst her peers during the most adverse of times. The award for the class of 2019, Miss Rice, is Abigail McEwen. Mr. Rice, this gentleman is respectful to faculty and peers. His deep, humble, unassuming faith is an example to all. While met with challenges that would have put most of us out of the race, this young man carried on his passion and drive to be an integral part of his Rice senior studies, as well as the Rice community. He appreciates the mystery and magnificence of the Eucharist and has been an altar server the past year, something that has taught him that although at times in our faith it may seem like each person is on their own fighting their own battles, we can help each other and pray for each other. The award for the class of 2019, Mr. Rice, is Jonathan Aislinn. At this time, I'd like to invite Bishop Coyne.
That certainly is a sign of faith that you're clapping before I even talked. Thank you to Principal Lorenz, Vice Principal Jim Abrams, the faculty and staff who do a wonderful job, Rice School Board, here represented by Dr. Lavoie, all of the booster clubs, the donors and supporters of Rice, the priest chaplains that are here, and the pastors of the parishes in the area that give a significant amount of their Sunday and Holy Day collection directly to Rice to support the mission here. Thank you to all of you for all that you do to get to this beautiful day of graduation for these 89 students. So the weather has finally turned, and I'm thinking beach. Thinking beach weather finally, huh? My family has been fortunate to have a cottage, and now we have two, as we've grown so large, on the coast of Maine on a very large beach. And I grew up there on the summers. I spent many summers there and still go there on my vacation. And as my brothers and sisters had children, my nieces and nephews, we developed this tradition when most of the nieces and nephews were there when they were little ones, of my brothers and all of us would get shovels and we'd build this big mound of sand. And then on top of the sand, we'd build this great sandcastle, and the kids would help plan it, and they'd look at it. It was an all-day endeavor. And the kids, after the sandcastle was done, the boys would play with their army men, and the girls would play with their, girls would kind of play with their other dolls and things around the castle. And then finally they'd say, is it time? Is it time? You know what it was time for? It was time to wreck it. That's what they wanted. So they got to say, yes, it's time. And the next thing you'd know, there'd be eight or nine children under the age of seven, all climbing up and down off the hill, flying all over the place. And then it would break into King of the Hill. And it would become quite the show when 6'4", 230-pound Uncle Chris would be on top of me, but be on top of the mountain going, I'm the King of the Hill. And my four-year-old nephew, Christopher, would push me in my knee, and I'd pretend that he knocked me over, and I'd tumble down, and I'd lay there covered with snow, and I'm looking up at my four-year-old nephew, and he says, I'm the King of the Universe. Bow down and worship. I think he's watching too much He-Man. And I thought, original sin rears its ugly head once again. I'm the King of the Universe. It's all about me. It's all about me. Because that, when you really get down to it, I mean, that's what sin's about, right? I'm not going to bummer you out by talking about, you know, sin. But it's all about me. It's what I need, right? What I want, what I desire. I want something, I steal it. I want to use somebody, so I do. It's all about me. It's all about that selfishness. And I think the wonderful thing about our faith is that it calls us out of our selfishness, Catholic faith, Christian faith, faith in God, It calls us out of our selfishness into relationship with God, but into relationship with others. And in Christianity, it calls us to really bow down and worship the true King of the Hill, who is the King of Calvary, Jesus. Now, there have been times when I've knelt or I prayed in chapel and I've looked up at the cross and I've looked down at Jesus looking at me and I've thought of the sacrifice that he's made. And it's been a wonderful thing to ponder that because it calls me out of myself, and I encourage you to do that. Think about, as your life goes forward, it's not about me. How can it be about others and about community and about Christ? How can I do that in my life? But there's another view that's been portrayed by some artists, and it actually follows from a 16th century Spanish mystic by the name of St. John of the Cross. John of the Cross one day was up in the choir loft, and he was praying, and he's looking down over the cross, over the crucifix, and he had this wonderful insight. He said, "This is how God saw Christ on the cross, looking down. This is how God from heaven, looking down, saw his son on the cross. He saw his son there." And he drew this wonderful little tiny drawing of that. And then many years later, an artist by the name of Salvador Dali painted this very different painting where, again, it's the viewpoint is above the cross, looking down as Christ's arms are out, looking down over his head and down to the earth. And someone recently just said to me, and we were talking, he said, "Think about that. Christ is the intersection. It's where you, looking up at Jesus, see Jesus, and where God, looking down, sees Jesus, and that's where God and humanity intersects, right there in the person of Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life." And that's what I want to encourage you, is to think always, how can I find my way deeper into his heart? How can I find my way deeper into God? And it's through him. Father John Snobich, our vocation director, posed this question at confirmation. And I want to just leave it with you because it's a very great question to ask yourself over and over again as you go forward in life. You'll hear all kinds of information. Follow your bliss. Go where your heart takes you. You know, if it takes you into yourself and into selfishness, that's not the right road. If it takes you out of yourself and into happiness, that's a good road. And it comes from asking the simple question of Jesus, "Lord, help me to want what you want for my life. Help me to want what you want for my life." That's my encouragement to you. Help me to want what you want for my life. And every time in my path when I've kind of followed that, it's brought me into happiness and fulfillment, and I pray that it will for you. Have a wonderful, blessed summer. Stay safe. God bless you, and congratulations.
It's time for the conferral of the degrees. We begin. Jonathan Thomas Aislin. Pietro Baccarin. Gustav Sixten Hugo Beige. Mary Campbell Batesy. Alexander Joseph Beauregard. Hannah Karina Beckman. Emily Caitlin Benz. Olivia Ellen Bombardier. Joseph Abbott Brooks. Sophia Marie Bonomo. Ryan Daniel Burns. Amaris Elizabeth Callen. Leo Vita Susie Capone. Seth Lewis Kaufman. Wyatt Joseph Cunningham. Sebastian Milano Di Palermo. Evan John Eaton. Catherine Maureen Flaherty. Jordan Henry Fritz. Hugo Alexander Gamera. Nicholas Hugo Gamera. Simon A. Guerin. Aiden Joseph Gavin. Oliver William Janoux. Margaret Helen Gilman. Matthew Guyette. Elizabeth Ann Harrington. Grace Olivia Hasselbach.
What's that? Did I switch one? Cooper, got it.
My apologies, always a line here. Cooper Snow Harvey. Ryan Cole Wool. Madison Reese Houston. Abigail Francis Jakunski. Abigail Grace Jones. Kong Ting Yun. Megan Grace Keefe. Zubra Mateño Haboyo. Catherine Juliet Kimball. Elizabeth Holland Kowalski. Margaret Mary Kraus. Sierra Ann Lacalade. Davis Christopher Lavoy. Patrick Edward Lepsick. Elliot Thomas Lamanick. Paulius Melsijauskis. Etu Elias Santiago Makisoini. Caitlin Elizabeth Marcou. Margaret Ann Martell. J.C. Lynn Martin. Layla Mary Marzbani. Ashton Elizabeth Matthews. Zachary Thomas McCormick. Griffin Egan McDermott. Madison Olivia McElroy. Abigail Sedona McEwen. Mary Jude McLaughlin. Lisa Renee McNamara. Javier Milvaquez. Annika Shea Miner. Trevor Bryce Mittige. Keegan Patrick Morin. Hadley Morgan Murphy. Maras Neon Shaba. Ludovica Di Paolo Palmieri. Zachary Pere. Madeline Ann Parsick. Matisse Petrovics. Megan Raychuk. Connor Michael Ritchie. Kaylee Christina Pore Robert. Yeah. Julia Rush Biddle Robinson. Connor James Rogers. Allison Ray Rulo. John Albert Russo II. Anthony Savignac. Catherine Elizabeth Senesak. Noah Kimball Simons. Andrew Corey Snell. Anthony Michael Spencer. Gracie May Talbert. Christian Anthony Tarr. Isabel Ann Toussaint. Patrick Robert Toussaint. Gabrielle Tragilla. Sadie Ann Vincent. Joseph Alexander Viner. Phoebe Claire Weller. Eliza Teresa White. Jasper McCray Williams. At this time, I'd like to invite our class president, Lisa McNamara, back up to the podium. All seniors, please stand. Bishop Coyne and Dr. Lavoie, on behalf of the faculty of this school, I certify that these students have fulfilled all the requirements put forth by the Diocese of Burlington, the State of Vermont, and the Rice Memorial High School Board to earn the diplomas they have received. I ask you and all here present to witness that these members of the class of 2019 are hereby declared graduates of Rice Memorial High School.
Class of 2019, please move your tassels from right to left. Woo!
I invite Bishop Coyne back up to give us his final blessing.
Shall we all stand? The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go in peace, spreading the good news wherever we go, that Jesus is Lord, to his praise and glory forever and ever. Amen.